It's John Tesh who's joining me today on Cozy 101.1, and I haven't seen you in a while, John, but I know you're coming to Greeley, Colorado, Friday, November 5th at the Union Colony Civic Center. What a show that'll be.
Yeah, we just don't stop, you know. We've got, we have a lot of our original Red Rocks band members playing a lot of the Red Rocks songs, but it's all attached to multimedia, so we take you back to the Red Rocks days, and just, it's a lot of, and a lot's happened to me since Red Rocks in 1994, Train changed my life, the big PBS special. And so I beat cancer 3 times. I've got 3 grandkids, lots to talk about. And, you know, it's always fun for me to have people, you know, in town come up to me when I walk into a coffee shop and say, "Didn't you used to be John Tesh?"
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, for those that haven't seen you when you do the show, the best part I like is when you do the stories. Like, I know you'll talk about Red Rocks and some good episodes you've had up there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, I'm a fan. I'm a music fan. I love, you know, Peter Gabriel and Sting and the progressive rock bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer and all those guys. And the best concerts I've ever been to with those guys is when they told me stories about how the songs were written and what you were going through at the time. And so, I mean, I'm in my 70th year of life, so I've been through a lot of stuff. I was homeless at 19.
Oh, boy.
3 years later, I was anchoring the news at CBS News in New York. I found a creative way to get into Studio 54. I mean, there's all kinds of stories that relate to people, and especially in these times, finding your purpose, finding your way through, living the life that you were meant for. We talk about that a lot, and then surrounded with music.
It's great. Are you bringing your son and daughter? Are they performing with you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it always costs me money when I do that. But thanks for inviting them. Yeah, my kids are really talented. I mean, my wife, Connie, is always the producer of all of our PBS specials. Prima, our daughter, is now 27.
Oh,
gee. She was eight weeks old at the original Red Rocks PBS special. She's a ballerina and a modern dancer. Yes, she'll dance with us. And Gib is a comedian. And he plays the ukulele, because what would a comedian play but the ukulele? And so we perform as a family, and it's really great fun, especially having some of the original members of the Red Rocks band playing with me.
Yeah, I'm surprised you could still get those guys.
Well, you can be the judge when you see them on stage. It's like, wow, look, they're all alive. It's like seeing Fleetwood Mac or something. You know? It looks like a piece of everybody just fell down on the floor.
I know, but it should be outstanding for those that have never seen you. Again, Friday, November 5th in Greeley, Colorado. I wanted your son, Gib, he's on the radio show with you, isn't he? Because I put that show together every week here for Cozy 101.1.
He is. You know, it's my favorite part of the show because I get a chance to, I mean, he's so smart, first of all. I mean, he's like a graduated with a degree in theoretical mathematics, and now he uses his forces for evil. You know, I mean, he's just funny as heck. But, you know, it's, yeah, what I do is I'll pull out a piece of intelligence, and he'll have his take on it as a Gen X and millennial kid. And I'm a kid, he's 40. And so, yeah, I have a good, and it also gives me a chance to laugh on the show as well.
Oh, you do. You got a good laugh at that. And I got to ask you, and I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times about your show, the radio show, where do you get your material? It's always so informative, always so interesting, but week after week, it's good, it's fresh. How do you do it?
It's exhausting. It's exhausting and it's fun. It's, you know, one of my favorite books is Angela Duckworth's book, Grit. And it's just about, you know, finding a lane, staying in the lane, and finding great people to help you. So we've been doing it for over 20 years now.
I know.
You know, you've been right there from the beginning. And we don't do celebrity birthdays. We don't do politics. We know no meanness, no potty humor, no, you know, none of that stuff. It's just, it has to meet this thing. You know, and I'm always telling Betsy, our producer who helps find all this information with her writers, I don't want it to be just informative. It has to be transformative. So there has to be something in each one of these pieces that could help your transformation or help you guide somebody that you love.
Well, you do a great job, and I find it very interesting. As like I said, I put the elements together that you send me, and I'm always intrigued. You've always captured me, and I listen every single week. So I urge our Cozy 101.1 listeners, Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock, it's like 5 hours of great information, and you're coming to Greeley, Colorado. Any particular music? I mean, you've been up for all kinds of awards. You've had Grammy Awards. You've been nominated for stuff. What are you going to be playing? What can they look forward to?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, it's classical piano, neoclassical piano music. I'm going to elevate myself too far there. It's, you know, rock and roll. Some, you know, we'll even play the NBA basketball theme, which guys love. You know, my shows are women who have dragged their husbands or boyfriends to a John Tesh concert. So there's always about, you know, 3 or 4 guys in the 5th or 8th row with their arms folded through most of the show. And we're always, you know, the band is always marking those guys, you know. And then right about, I don't know, a half hour in, we'll play the NBA on NBC basketball theme. And they're like, wait, this guy wrote that? And
yes.
So I end up with it. I end up with a little bit of currency. But listen, if you put the show together every day, then you can join the support group that my wife is in for people who can't stand John Tesh's voice. It's enough.
No, not at all. And your voice hasn't changed in the many years you've been doing this. And if you're 70, I'm 71. So we're hanging.
Are you really? Oh, my gosh. We're the same thing.
Yeah.
You sound great.
Yeah, 71 and then still going strong. And I've been through cancer a few times. So we have some things in common.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are joined at the hip. I'll tell you what, you know, it's like these millennials and Gen Xers, don't be waiting around for us to kick. You know, we're going to power rise.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is we're going to spend all our money. So you might as well make your own money and not wait for us to die.
Oh, yeah. I've already told my kids that. You're out of the will. Don't even think about it. It's all mine. I mean, your
How
mom's.
Old are your kids now?
Well, I think my oldest is 45 and my youngest just turned 40. And I have four and eight grandkids.
That's great.
Yeah, that's
great. You know what? There's a great, I think it's Psalm 112 or something like that in the Bible. It's like, I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. That's me. I will live and not. That's actually from a speech, Al Pacino used that speech in Any Given Sunday, that great football film.
Oh, that's perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you also were, if my memory serves me right, and maybe at 71 it doesn't, but you were involved with the Olympics theme song too, weren't you?
Yeah, I got hired by CBS Sports out of news for about 12 years. So I did all the events that nobody could spell, like the Hammond Clown ski jump and figure skating. And when I landed on the Tour de France as an announcer and a writer, they needed music. And I said, well, listen, I think I could write all this music. And so I was doing like 2 hours of music a weekend for the Tour de France back in 1982 for 6-7 years with a guy named David Michaels, Al Michaels' brother. And it just really taught me how to compose for sports music. And so when I found out, back in 1990, that NBC was looking for a new theme for the basketball coverage, I came up with an idea. We tell this story on stage, and we'll do it in Greeley. You know, I had this idea in a hotel room in the middle of the night, and I called my answering machine back in New York City, left a message for myself that was just basically, and I came back home after 2 weeks, you know, from Europe, and I said, well, try that. So I played it, turned it into a demo, sent it to Dick Ebersol at NBC Sports. He goes, yeah, let's use this. And he used it for 30 years.
There you go.
So now I'm always leaving messages on my answering machine. And most people don't even know what the heck I'm talking about when I say answering machine.
Fantastic stories. It's John Tesh live in concert Friday, November 5th, Greeley, Union Colony Civic Center. Everybody be up there. There's VIP packages available, and you're going to be in for a great time with John Tesh and a great radio show on Cozy 101.1. John, good talking to you.
Good. You guys changed my life, you guys in Denver, Boulder, Red Rock. So thank you for that.
Well, we're glad you're coming home then. This is your home too.
Thank you.
Good, John.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.